And of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Just picture it. The bride and the groom stand there at the altar, holding hands, looking into each other's eyes. They are so young and eager for the future. And then the pastor reads, "Love is patient. Love is kind." It's such a familiar scene, isn't it? Perhaps the epistle reading for today from 1 Corinthians was even read at your own wedding. And if so, you may have thought at the time that these words were specifically intended for married couples. You probably hoped that you would always have such a perfect love as St. Paul described here. However, if you have been married for some time, or know people who have been married for a while, you surely know that such perfect love is incredibly difficult to maintain. But marriage was not exactly what Paul was talking about when he wrote 1 Corinthians 12 and 13. The truth is, this reading was really meant for perhaps the most dysfunctional and loveless congregation in the New Testament, the Corinthian congregation. They were a congregation full of sexual immorality, division, lawsuits among them. Their division was most clear at the table, where they could not even eat with one another, not even the Lord's Supper. They truly were a congregation that had forgotten what it meant to be loved by Christ and to love others. But this must not be the case for you, because St. Paul, in our reading, has shown us a more excellent way. The cross of Jesus is the source and norm of Christian love and life. The cross of Jesus is the source and norm of Christian love and life. Now, it's true that Paul's words set a very high standard. And I would dare to say a standard that none of us keeps. Would any here boast he or she has perfect love? Would any here say you have never let your anger get the best of you or held a grudge? Would any here say you never lose your patience? Would any suggest that you have never spoken a lie to a loved one? Would any here say you are completely selfless and not self-seeking? Now, to say such things would be nothing but nonsense and lies. The truth is that there is only one who keeps such love, Jesus Christ. And when we compare our love to his, we find that the cross of Christ shows us how sinful, self-centered, and imperfect our love truly is. Certainly, it was on that cross where Jesus bore all things and endured all things because he is love incarnate. It was he who did not insist on his own way, and it was he who refused to resent those who sin against him so greatly, but instead prayed, Father, forgive them. It was he who had suffered so much while disobedient and sinful people failed him again and again. It was he who now on the cross chose to suffer for those very same people, that they might be forgiven of their sins. It was he who was without sin, but full of love. And truly, we can never measure up to such love. We are ever only but a poor reflection of Christ, if not a distortion. Yet, that is all the better. For Christ came to love a loveless people that they may lovely be, to paraphrase one of our hymns. He did not love us because we were lovely, but rather because he is God who is merciful. And this is seen no better than on the cross, because the cross of Jesus not only reveals our sinful love, but much more his forgiven, perfect love. After all, did not Jesus say in John 15, greater love has no one than this, that someone laid down his life for his friends? And is this not what he did? He laid down his life for his friends, including you and me. And in doing so, he, the Son of God incarnate, showed once and for all that God is love. He showed his love by allowing his blood to be poured out as a sacrifice for all mankind, even those who hated him. He was crucified that we might be forgiven. As Paul says in Romans 5, God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, he does not love his church because you are spotless and clean or without sin. He loves you so that he might make you perfect without any spot or blemish, that you might be holy and blameless. And you must never forget this, for it is both the beginning and the end of your love. The Corinthians were more concerned with external appearances than with this forgiveness. Some boasted of their gifts, others of their tongues, and others of their knowledge. Yet all these things will pass away. In fact, every external gift you have in this life will pass away. But love will not. Because the love that God has for you and for your brothers and sisters in Christ will always endure, even into eternity. That's why Paul says in verse 8 that love never ends. Therefore, you must hold this cross of Christ before your eyes, both to know that you are forgiven and loved, as well as to know how to love. Because it is the cross of Christ that reveals the shape of perfect Christian love. Dear brothers and sisters, we must remember what Christ said in Matthew 16. Take up your cross and follow me. Take up your cross and follow me. Now, when Christ said this, he did not mean for you to literally get a cross and to die or to atone for your sins or the sins of everyone. That duty was Christ's alone. No, what Christ meant is to bear his love both in word and deed in all you say and do. Even to the point of death. Even to the point of the cross. Even as he showed his love for you. Didn't Jesus command in John 13 that we should love one another even as he has loved us? This is the very same love Paul describes here in 1 Corinthians. In that sense, then, this passage really does speak of the love between spouses. Because it speaks of the love that all Christians ought to have for one another and for those outside the church. It's the love given and shown to us that we might live it out in our daily vocations, in those places and times God has taken you. It is a love that forgives, even as it has been forgiven by Christ. It's a love that endures forever, for we will be with him forever, even as he is risen from the grave to eternal life. Our faith and our hope will pass away and will finally become sight. But the love we show now is greater because it causes us to look beyond ourselves to our neighbors. And the relationship that we form now with one another as Christians in love will last into eternity. Deep love is a love that does not seek itself, but seeks the benefit of others. It's a love that is without fear, because those who have this love know they already died with Christ in baptism and will be raised with him on the last day. It is a cross-shaped love which has been formed by the cross of Jesus and so forgives others. It's the love of Christ poured into our hearts by the Holy Spirit who has been given to us in baptism. It is Christ's love, and it is your love. May God grant that we always keep this love for God and for one another. In his name, amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.